We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls postgame, coming to you live from our studios here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I am Peck, Bulls underscore Peck, Big Dave, bam, B-A-W-L, Sports,
in your face.
Will the Goat Gottlieb, Will underscore Gottlieb, and our pal and producer on the controls, Mr. Joey Spathis. He is at Joey Spathis. We are CHGO underscore Bulls. And shout out to everybody who's hanging out with us for our live watch along of this Bulls Magic game. Now, post game begins.
Hooray.
In case you missed it, Bulls lose this one to Orlando 113-98. That is a four game sweep for Orlando against our beloved Bulls this season. And this game was gross.
Matt, I feel like
I know I am salty and ready to be done with this pointless Bulls season, but this was gross for so many reasons.
Let him cook, Will.
DeMar DeRozan dropped 30, including a bunch of fourth quarter DeMar cooking stuff. Cool. Great. DeMar also had 7 of the Bulls' 21 turnovers as a team tonight. What were you saying earlier, Will? One of the things this Bulls team does well, they protect the ball. They don't turn the ball over. Not tonight, because they lost the points off turnovers battle 28-11 while simultaneously only getting up 23-point attempts. Mm-hmm. Oh, and gee, what did the Bulls shoot on those 23-point attempts? Oh, 30%.
Keep going.
Great equation for a Bulls win. Oh, wait, it wasn't. Was a Bulls loss.
I love it.
God, I am so sick of this team. Shout out to Neil and Matt of Sea Red UK for the brand new hat added to my collection. Throw that shit, because I am done with this team. I am done with this team. Embarrassing. Hey, they're 4 games under 500 again. That's neat. Kill me. Kill me now.
I feel like we need, you get the Bulls win, the sound effect. We need like a Bulls lose. Bulls lose. Yeah.
No, it's more like I hate this team. Like that's his. Kill me now. Yeah, kill me now.
That's going to be now every, after
kill
every
me
game.
Now.
Shout out to Carlos, who said, in fairness, Beck, you were done like a quarter of the way through.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is not wrong.
This is exactly correct, sir. Absolutely right.
But each game as we get down into the single digits is harder and harder to get through.
Does it feel heavier for you? Like knowing you're getting this close towards the end, does each game just get heavier on your shoulders?
It really does.
Yeah?
I feel like Atlas. Son of Jupiter.
Oh, man.
The world on my shoulders.
Oh, man. Well, he's got the physique for it, obviously.
Just please lose to Atlanta. Just please put me out of my misery.
Shout out to Neil for giving you a hat that tossed really, really well.
I mean, that hat flew. That is a
flying.
Good throwing hat.
It's a good throwing hat, Neil. You got him a good throwing hat, sir. Well done. Very proud of you. Neil is over there. Shout out to Neil also for hanging out with us.
Our guy Neil from C-Red UK. That was shout amazing. Out to his buddy Finn.
Shout out to Finn.
Who?
Coolest person right now.
Did not know what he was signing up for. Hey, man. Neil convinced him to come to Chicago.
You're a great friend, Finn. You're a great friend, dog. Absolutely right, man. I'm going to come hang out with Finn, dog.
Brian in the comments saying, I hate this team, too. Garcon saying, can we call for Billy's job now, Matt? I called for Billy's job in November.
He did.
Where have you been?
This is true. Get on the train. Get on the train. He's called for a lot of jobs.
Ayers Wade saying, Peck's my spirit animal. I am here for you. Any other Bulls fans who are fed up right now? Neil, Finn, y'all Neil be good. Finn. Much love.
Be safe, man.
Much love.
Be safe. Have a safe trip back.
Brian also saying Kobe tricked us. Let's talk about Kobe for a second, because sure. He and Caruso were both like game time decision. Mm-hmm. We saw both of them leave the Friday night Knicks game, Will, with injuries. And you said, based on what y'all heard after that game, like, yeah, you know, just kind of like day-to-day injuries or re-aggravations of injuries. Caruso got the scratch, did not play tonight. Kobe did. He played 38 minutes. He was 4 of 11 from the field. He did dish out 6 assists, only 3 of the Bulls' 21 turnovers, but there was just something about Kobe out there tonight that looked uncomfortable. People in the comments were saying, like, oh, you know, like, I'm mad Kobe's regressed. He's playing through a hip injury, I swear to God. Kobe does not look right, and it's harder for this Bulls team to win, limited as they are, if we're not getting the middle of the season leading candidate for most improved player award version of Kobe. And that's not the version of Kobe we've gotten for the last couple of weeks since he came back from that injury, Will.
Yeah, I mean, he's not admitted it publicly at all, but it's hard to watch him and say he looks right.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about it all game on this watch along, like the handle's just gone. That was something that was, that was like electric for him.
Yeah.
It helped him get to his spots. It helped him slither into the paint and get some finishes. He had one, but to me, like, that one even looked like he kind of lost control of the ball and then, like, somehow recovered it and made a nice layup. There were plenty of times where he dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds, where he lost the ball on a break and had to just back it out. You know, it didn't result in a turnover, but it was a missed opportunity for a transition basket. So I don't know what's going on with Kobe. I think, obviously, the ankle from last game that kept him out for the second half, you know, just – the hit probably is still not 1,000%, but they just really need him to get back to what he was doing, because this is not the recipe that has worked for the Bulls when things have been working for the Bulls. It just isn't.
Yeah, it's hard to watch, honestly, because I don't want to call it a regression, but it's more like a rewind for me, you know what I mean? Because I still think he's obviously a better player than what he was, but he's rewinding back to some of those old tendencies that we didn't see, and I feel like it's just compensation for the injury or something being wrong with him. You mentioned the handles. Like, that's the wildest thing. The other part is he's doing the one-on-three, one-on-four thing again that I never liked that he did, when he would just put his head down and go. He's also – the way he's turning it over is what's being frustrating, dribbling off his foot when he got dunked on by Wagner, by Evil Lowry, as I like to call him. When he got dunked on by him, it was – it was just him dribbling off his foot. That's it. It was just really that simple. And not getting back. And the shot just honestly hasn't been there. He's been 4 threes away for the past few games.
He did hit one.
He hit one tonight. But he's been 4 threes away for a minute.
1 of 5 tonight.
Man, dog. And that's
he better the hit it part. For the graphic's sake.
I was going to say. Our guy Joey made a dope graphic for so when ready. Kobe breaks that franchise, like, three-point record.
Man. Joey got to get this graphic out, man. Seriously. But, yeah, it just hasn't been the same. And it feels like, Will, it's affecting every facet of his game. And that's what is the first. Like, even on defensively. It's affecting him on that. Like, I saw him get lost on a back cut on an inbounds play to Cole Anthony. And I mean, wide open, he just ran down the lane. Thankfully, the Bulls were able to swat the ball out of his hand. But he was wide open for a layup because Kobe just fell asleep on the play. I haven't seen him do that, you know what I mean, in a while. He's been into the game and engaged. You see him being more frustrated, you know what I'm saying, being more vocal with his frustrations now. That jump ball against Wendell, which was not a jump ball, he was right about that. But him just, the frustration of it, the not getting his shots, the turning the ball over, the struggling with the three-point shot. I mean, getting inside, trying to get layups and getting blocked. Like, it's just, none of it's really working right now. So whatever is going on, it's affecting his entire game and not just one part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, both sides of the court are connected. So you feel when, you know, there's an error whether it's intentional or, you know, just sometimes guys make mistakes. It's hard to be perfect. But just it happens, and it affects – you're seeing it affect him on other sides of the court. And that's when he was at his best this year. That's what we kept on going back to was, you know, there are moments where he's not making his shots, where, you know, whatever, but he's still able to contribute because he's defending well, because he's creating, getting downhill, getting to the paint, spraying it out, just creating shots for guys. And in this stretch of games since he's come back, he's not making his shots, and he's also, you don't really feel his impact on the game in a way that is helping other guys to be better around him. And I think that's why you're seeing so much DeMar isolation in the fourth quarter. That's why you're seeing him go straight to the post. It's why the Bulls have gone back to this two big lineup, because they need offensive shot generation, and Kobe just can't give it to him right now.
Julie in the comments saying people can talk about DeMar all they want. We need his leadership.
Leave it.
Leadership.
Leave it.
Meanwhile, people in the comments, including Jason Ashland, saying, honestly, can't remember the last really good game Kobe has had.
It's been a minute.
Big Dave, can you? I just pulled up Kobe's game log. The if you want to talk like just dominant good game from Kobe, 37-7-5 in their win over the Kings back on March 4th. And that was before the hip injury.
Right.
Since the hip injury, his point total high has been two games with 22 points.
Wow.
In the loss of the Wizards in late March, and then in the loss to the Hawks just the other night.
That is weird. I mean, and it's – and like you said, he's not going to say anything. Like Will said, he's not going to say anything about it. He's going to try to play through it because he's tough like that. That's Kobe White. That's how he rolls, man, all right? But you have to get to a point in time where you're like, is it affecting not just my game, but is it affecting the team also? Because like Will stated, like they're going back to the old school thing, like saying, well, fine, DeMar, here, go. That's it. You're getting the ball and you're doing everything out there. You haven't seen Kobe come alive in that fourth quarter like he was doing previously to that. Like even if he was having a bad game, Kobe would come alive in that fourth quarter and get you 12 points to try to get you back in the game, hit you a deep three or something like that to get you back in the game. But now it just seems, man, and shell of himself is a strong phrase. It's not that. But, man, dog, it's just tough to watch him play like this after seeing the growth of him all these months, and then he has this little injury. And also he had a little injury of the last game, with the ankle that he went right out the game with. So that might be playing into it as well. But it's affecting his whole body and how he's playing the game, bro. And it's also affecting your mental when you're not doing what you want to do.
And that's what happens when you have to play 39 minutes a game. You get worn down physically. And that's what happens when there's no depth on your roster. You have to play 39 minutes a game, which wears you down physically. So, again, I think it all comes back to the same thing. But even prior, I was just looking up some of these splits here. Even prior to his injury, post-All-Star break, there was an 11-game sample where he was at 19 points per game, which doesn't sound like a dramatic drop-off. But in the games between when they started 5-14, so that starting with that Milwaukee game into the break, that he was at 22 points per game on 47-40-82 splits. In those 11 games after the break before his injury, 19 points on 40% from the field, so down 7.5%, 34% from three, down 5%, and 90% at the line. So there was a little bit of decline even, I think, before that injury. And again, I think that speaks to the minutes load that he has just carrying for this team. And then since coming back from the injury, in eight games, 15 points per game on 37-32-87 splits. Oof. So it just continues to go down. And yeah, I don't want to call it like a regression,
right?
Or that he has like gotten worse, because I don't think that's the case. I think he's just, this year for him has been such an adjustment where he was coming off the bench playing 18 minutes a game under Billy Donovan the last 2 years. And he just, in the final, you know, Pat Bev era, he started to get into a little bit of a bigger role where he was playing clutch minutes, and you saw him start to take some real strides there. It's just to go from that to playing almost 40 minutes a night and not just playing that much, but like having to have the ball in your hands, having to set up the offense, having to get downhill. You're not just running 3-point line to 3-point line. You're going rim to rim. Like that's, it's a lot. And I think he's kind of talked about this. Billy has talked about this at times of just, he's got to now understanding what his role is and what he's going to be asked to do. He's going to have to adjust his preparation as a result of that. So, you know, he has not been able to get work in between games. He's had to do rest and like ice baths and stuff like that. He has not been able to get shots up as much. Mm-hmm. I think during the summer, he's probably going to work a lot on strength and conditioning and getting himself ready for the marathon, not just to play in these sprint minutes coming off the bench.
Yeah. It's, like you said, not just physical fatigue, but mental fatigue as well.
We got to take our first break, but just real quick on the heels of what you're saying, Will, as far as Billy and allotment of who's getting which minutes, Mike Alley-Oop in the comments just said, there's depth. You've got a coach here who's the second coming of Tibbs subs-wise.
There's depth.
We know that Billy is playing his starters heavy minutes and has all season and might be factored into Kobe's fatigue right now. Also, DeMar played 40. He played 40 tonight.
Yeah.
There's depth? Well, maybe. You're going to make an argument for Billy playing his starters too many minutes when there is depth on this team?
Javon Carter.
I'm sorry. I disagree. Javon was a DMP again tonight.
In a game where Andrew Funk played.
Funk was making mop-up minutes, and I think maybe Billy at least respects Javon Carter enough as a vet to not force him to play that role of mop-up minutes. Correct. But even still, there's depth. Why doesn't Billy play his depth guys more minutes? Javonte Green was hitchhiking somewhere in California 2 weeks ago, and he started for us tonight.
Yep.
5 games in, a 10-day contract. Oh, we just realized how desperately we need you, Javonte. Here's a contract for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And tonight, Caruso can't go, so Javonte starts.
Yep.
And you want to tell me that Billy's playing his starters too many minutes because of all the depth on this team? With Zach's injury, with Pat's injury, with Julian's injury, mm-hmm. not to mention Lonzo. Depth? I laugh my ass off at the concept of this Bulls squad right now as it stands having depth that Billy is not using. That it's Billy's fault. You fucking kidding me right now with that? Depth?
What was it, man?
We get excited about, oh, Batum minutes. Batum's in there. Let Batum cook. Depth? It's Billy's fault for not using the depth of this roster? Get the fuck out of here! Depth?
What's the word?
Depth.
You're out of your depth.
I got more depth in the list of vegetables I enjoy eating.
Oh, you enjoy depth. Vegetables?
Depth. I'm sorry. What the fuck are we doing here?
Watching Matt become broken. Or get more broken, I should say. Depth. But. I'm still waiting on the laughter. You said you laugh your ass off. I'm waiting on like a Joker laugh. Come on, I'm out of here, dog.
Depth.
Is
depth. That's so cute.
Depth.
Oh, it's a Bulls team. Just so much depth right now.
That is wild. Javon Carter can't even play in that kind of situation. That's
my
crazy.
God. Yeah. All right, let's take our first break.
We have entered the break zone.
We will come back. Enter any other thoughts and comments you have on tonight's game. We will get to as many of them as we can. Throw us a super chat if you feel generous tonight.
Yes.
And hit that like button while we are sharing these words from our sponsors. Our guy Joey wants the likes. His twin brother, Troll Joe, needs the likes.
Oh.
Big Dave, who do we have first tonight?
Depth.
Depth?
First tonight.
Depth?
Coors Light. Now, they got depth.
Oh, so much depth.
Depths
so
of much. Flavor.
Are you kidding me? All of it from the drinks to the buckets to the clothing. How amazing do I look in this hoodie? All kinds of depth on around Coors Light. Because whether your team is stressing you out,
hello,
you got a base. Or if it's life in general, things can feel just a little bit chaotic, man. It happens. But that's why Coors Light helps you find moments to help you chill all year long. You know, you just crack one open, or two, or three, or four. It depends on if you're at home, you know, just drink responsibly. But yes. It will help you chill and relax. All that cold lager, cold filtered, frosty goodness straight from those Colorado Rockies. And you saw the shoes that we gave away once again. Congratulations to our guy Nicholas, man, who won the Air Jordan 1s. The Coors Light Air Jordan 1s, man. Oh, and appreciate all the people signing up trying to get it, man. But Nicholas is the winner. That's how it goes, man. Hopefully we get another opportunity to do that again. We'll see. But when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies, y'all. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. So when it's time to chill, open that Coors Light. It's Mountain Cold Refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. When it's time to chill, it's the beer that we are reaching for. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Coors Light, embrace your chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I really need to embrace my chill right now.
I think you do. I think you do. I see that cup is ready to have some chill for you.
It's here.
There it is. There it is. There's the medicine. It's good.
Hills are good.
Hills are good.
Hills are good. Hills are
good. Yes, they are.
Check, please. You know what always cheers me up, though, when the Bulls are pissing me off and when depth is... is making money on Prize Picks.
Oh, yeah, that does make
sense. Shout out to our guy Joe, who demonstrated how easy it is when we were doing our watch along, when he made himself a little Prize Picks collection.
A little bit.
For the national championship game happening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
2-1 seeds.
Mm.
Arguably the two best college men's college programs all season long.
All season.
UConn, Purdue. Yep, I think it's the matchup that most people wanted.
Yes, yes.
Best versus the best.
Yep. That's what
you
we
can
want.
Make some money on Prize Picks if you make some picks of what's going to happen and who's going to do what in that national championship game on Monday night.
Yes.
Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They're the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS, just you against the numbers. Mm-hmm. Instead of battling thousands of other players, mm-hmm. including pros, sharks, people who think the Bulls have depth, you just pick more than or less than anywhere between 2 and 6 different player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, for all you Hawks fans out there, and college hoops entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy app. All you got to do is go to prizepicks.com/CHGO and use promo code CHGO for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CHGO. Promo code CHGO for that first deposit match. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So easy.
With Prize Picks.
Do it. Now.
Do it now.
Now. Do it now.
Shout out to Noxy Bush. He said, Peck sounds like Jim Mora. Playoffs. Playoff? Depth?
Depth? We're just trying to win
the game. I just hope the Bulls can win a game. And by that, I mean, I hope the Bulls lose their play-in game.
Oh, it's the best.
Guys, can we talk for a second about how trash Vooch was tonight?
Can we?
Man.
Horrific.
Okay. I will say, the Drummond stands among Bulls Nation have a legit bone to pick tonight. Because, oh, dear God.
Yeah.
We have seen some real stinkers from Vooch.
Yeah.
I feel like we, like, got a little bit of mini Vooch praise because he knocked down, you know, a big three to help seal that win against the Knicks the other night. 1 of 9.
Oh, my God.
0 of 4 from downtown. Mm-hmm. 8 measly points in 31 minutes. Oh, and also, what happened to Vooch's rebounding? 5 tonight. What is happening with Vooch?
It's what I kind of said last time when we were discussing this, how Vooch is just, for me, on a quick hook. Like, when you see that it's not going well for him, get him the hell out the game and let Drummond get in there and play. Like, you can't allow him to – 31 minutes for Vooch to 24 for Drum. Now, to the credit, he recognized it late in the third quarter that Drum was cooking and he allowed him to play. But my thing is, we kind of saw it in the first quarter what Vooch was and how this night was kind of going to be for him when we first saw him get blocked by Wendell Carter Jr. after trying to put a move on him. So he's on that get him out. Like, I don't even have that thought of let him play out of it anymore. That doesn't exist for me no more. It's, dude, he's trash. He's ass right now. Get him out the game. He can't play quick, fast. Like, we will lose if you continue to do this. And this is what you're getting. He should not have more minutes. Like, seriously, he shouldn't have more minutes. He's just going to have to be mad. But, again, this is why I'm not coaching. This is why I get to sit here and just say these things. Because I'm not caring about your feelings at that point in time. You're not caring about mine by playing like pure ass. So, yeah, you're going to have to come have a seat next to me. And Drummond, he played better. He just did. Drummond was better. And, again, I've never been a big Andre Drummond fan, but I am a fan of players who are playing better basketball. And tonight, he was better, 14 points and the 10 rebounds and the two steals. I thought he played really well defensively, just even on some loose knocking the ball away when they were trying to run certain plays and he wouldn't allow it. They did that. He did that very well. But when Vooz got in there, it wasn't like that. They just attack. It was just like that, man. But I just for me, Will, he's on a quick hook. As soon as I kind of see it, it's not in a version of let me let you play it out. He hasn't earned that for me this season.
Yeah, 8 points, 5 rebounds on 1 of 9 shooting. He's been in single-digit scoring 3 times now out of the last 7 games. And I don't know. I mean, obviously the three-point shot has not really been there for him this season, mm-hmm. really the last two and a half years with the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would manage this if I were Billy. I think it is difficult because
sure. You
just gave this guy $60 million. I think, again, I keep coming back to the front office. I keep coming back to the front office because it's like, you at a certain point, you have to learn from your mistakes.
And yes.
DeMar is in a different stratosphere
sure.
than Vooch as a player sure. right now. But, like, he's also a year older. He's also 34. I mean, if you sign him for 3 more years... You see what's happening. It's yep. maybe not going to happen in that same way, but I don't know. I just get nervous about that kind of thing. And if the way that Vooch is playing right now is any indication, like, you know, Mark Eversley came on our podcast this summer and was like, we wanted to sign him because there aren't a lot of stretch fives. There aren't a lot of players who can be versatile out of that position.
Exactly what he said.
And I just don't feel like he's giving you either of those things right yep. now. Like, there was a stat going around that he is last in the league in open 3-point percentage this year.
94 of 94.
And there was another stat going around that was showing him as the worst rim protector
yep.
in the league
that
defensively
too.
With Seth Partno, some of his proprietary metrics. So
double ass.
Yeah, it's like if he's not giving you three and he's not giving you rim protection, you know, there's like some post-ups that happen, but then you get blocked by Wendell. So I don't know. I think like Vooch is clearly just not playing at a level that he is up to, and I think he can be better. But to me, it's just like a cautionary tale of how you build franchises.
Yeah.
And
yes, preach on.
And I don't want to like crush Vooch too bad because they don't ask him to be a rim protector. He's right. not like at the basket. They put him up in screen roll action, so he's not like that's not his role. Mm-hmm. But you just have to when you start like giving guys legacy contracts, when you start playing mm-hmm. them because of a reputation or something, I just think it sets you up to be in these positions where you're trying to come out from an 18-point deficit in the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And the frustrating thing, like, Will, is the consistent. We talked about consistency with Kobe and why we're like, we kind of give him the benefit of the doubt because we've seen him consistently put it together month after month after month and then get injured, and then we've seen it, you know, just rewind a little bit for him. So we give him a little benefit of the doubt. We understand it. With Vooch, he don't get that with me. He just doesn't. He hasn't earned that. His season has honestly kind of been like the Bulls season. He's up, then he's down, and then he's down, and then he's down, then he's up a little bit more, then he's down again. You know what I mean? He's always 3 games under, as Matt likes to say. He's always three games under, dog. Like, that's what he is, like, the entire time this season. And I understood it early on. I was like, okay, he's a slow start. We'll give him some time. Okay, maybe he'll get this part together. But when the numbers start reflecting that you're not one of the worst, but the absolute worst.
No.
On both sides of the floor. That's the problem where you get the quick hook. When yeah, you are man. Ass on here and you're trash on here, you can't stay. You gotta go sit down, man. And that's the frustrating part for me, man. That's it.
Are you guys ready for a great run of Vooch-related comments here?
Come on, let's do it.
Rob, is Vooch still playing for Orlando? Alexander, Vooch has legitimately lost interest. Mm. Gary saying that Vooch has a bad attitude. Mm. Dan, Vooch is channeling Paw with that rebounding.
Wow.
Julia, Vooch is done. Dan, he looks checked out. Jason Ashlin, thank you, Matt. Vooch, I've been saying the same thing. Vooch has been awful for a while. He looks like he doesn't care when he's out there. Brian's saying Vooch is spent. Vooch should retire. Garcon saying Drummond's played better than Vooch all season.
You can argue that.
Send Vooch to the retirement home. Jason Ashlin saying he looks like he's not even engaged, not playing with any emotion. Connor saying Vooch seems like a guy right now who knows he's getting worse and doesn't know how to deal with it. Wow.
That's a bar.
That's a bar. That is a bar. And we did see again tonight Billy's, you know, double big lineup for certain stretches. Vooch and Drummond out there together as we talk about Vooch minutes versus Drummond minutes. I liked this little exchange on Twitter, in case you missed it. Casey Johnson pointing out that the double big Vooch Drummond lineup at one point in the second half trimmed a 19-point Bulls deficit down to 10, leading to a magic timeout. And then Casey said in his tweet, as our friend Bulldog Anderson goes scrambling for stats to mitigate the damage of this run. And then Bulldog quote tweeted Casey and said, here are the latest numbers on Drummond and Vooch lineup this season.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Offensive rating for Drummond and Vooch on the floor together, 121.4.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay.
As Bulldog noted in parentheses each stat. Effective field goal percentage, 53.7, below average. Defensive rating,
I'm scared.
124.1. Historically impressively bad. Opponents' effective field goal percentage when Vooch and Drummond are on the floor together, 60. 60.
I mean, if you are...
What?
If you are guarding that, if they are guarding you and you're a ball handler, you're like... Sometimes it's hard to like get the right matchup you want. Okay, you guys have to screen over there and then screen
shouldn't
for each
shouldn't be that hard, Will. They have so much depth to choose from.
Which of these tasty matchups do I want to go after this time? Like, it's just a bad... You're going to give up points.
The baby hand rub. Like,
and unless you are just absolutely destroying the offensive glass and getting tip-ins on every single miss, it's just hard to keep up with that. Tonight, they were plus four in 9 minutes.
I mean.
But, like, again, I just think it's a very similar argument to the one that I made in the post-ups column, which is that, like, what is the other option?
Correct. Exactly what I was about to say. That's
like,
correct.
What do you go to?
Like, he's there. He's doing this because he's like, well, what else can I do?
Well, you want me to play Sanogo?
What do you want me to do?
Like, people are screaming about playing Drummond more. Okay, great. But, like, if you take out Vooch and you're just playing Drummond, then, like, where's your forward depth?
Exactly. You're right. And, again, I'm not – when I say give him a quick hook, I'm not saying take him out for the rest of the game. I'm saying he should not have more minutes than Drummond.
What do you mean where's their forward depth, Will? They just brought back 6'4" Javonte Green.
Depth.
All five of them.
Depth.
Who started tonight in place of our other 6'4" power forward, Alex Caruso. Depth.
Did you hit the light on that?
Yeah, I did.
Well done.
The hell are we doing here?
Oh, Matt's hitting out dingers today.
My name's Matt, and I hit dingers.
And I
Did you see that little league kid like made a comeback on social media recently?
No, comeback.
Because so the little chubby kid who went viral. I hit dingers. Apparently, he's just like a college baseball player now, or maybe a senior in high school baseball player who's like
also
crushing
dingers.
It. And, like, he hit a dinger the other day, and then somebody, like, mashed it up with, like, a little mini version of him.
I hit dingers.
And he, dude, talk about glow-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
You can't play a sport that long. And
someone
you think
who hits that many dingers
like that
is not going to stay chubby and unhandsome for too long.
Just not going to happen, dog. Just, it's not in the cards, okay? So shout out to him. Very happy. Enjoy your youth, young man, because you hit dingers.
Hit dingers. Carlos said he's surprised that my arm doesn't hurt after all these hat throws. Let me tell you something, Carlos. I train hard.
That's it.
For these hat throws.
He's got a lot of practice.
Tons, man.
Some guys are at the gym.
Hit that gym.
That's his dingers right there.
Lifting. Some guys are at the gym shooting their free throws. Matt's in the gym throwing hats.
That's right. Look at that.
If you could do me a simple favor and just wipe down the hat throwing machine after you're done using it, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, man. He getting the batting cages? like balls coming at him.
He's hitting dingers with
hats. Trying to throw some of those breaking ball hat tosses.
That's it, man.
Let's take our second ad break. We'll come back and wrap up with a few more thoughts on tonight's game. Whatever else is on your mind out there in Bulls Nation, let us know. What do you want to talk about tonight? Because we just lost to Orlando for the fourth time this season and fell back to 4 games under. Yeah. Sunday. Yeah. Competitive. Yeah. Play in. On the way. Who's stoked for that play-in game?
Boom! This one right here. Give it to me. Oh, postseason basketball. I want it.
You excited?
Give me a game of it. I don't care.
You excited?
I want a game of it. Give it to me.
Okay, fair enough. You know what I'm always excited about for real, Dave?
Talk to me.
Eating delicious bacon.
Oh, this is true.
I just threw the Charlie the Bang Guy hat. It was on my head a second ago. I got mad. I threw it.
Yes.
But shout out to our friend, Charlie the Bang Guy, based in Woodbridge, Illinois. There it is. There's that Charlie the Bang Guy hat. Thank you, Joe. Charlie the Bang Guy makes bacon and bacon jams in over 35 different flavors. Baskin-Robbins or King Kong, got nothing on jam. Charlie. His bacon comes vacuum sealed and freezes perfectly. The bacon lasts in its packaging up to 60 days in the fridge, a week after the seal's broken, 9 months if you keep that in the freezer, like I do sometimes for my emergency bacon rations. The bacon jam lasts even longer, but we all know if you're keeping bacon or bacon jam in the freezer and for months at a time, you're enjoying bacon wrong because you eat it and you eat all of it.
Or you're buying in bulk.
Yes.
Either way, that's okay. I had such delicious bacon today.
Look how I'm thinking about it.
Want more.
He's still thinking
about
it. Want
more. Shout out to our friend, Charlie the Bacon Guy, who also has some really cool merch, including this dope Charlie the Bang Guy hat I'm wearing.
Pretty
it's
awesome.
The state of Illinois, but it's a piece of bacon with a little chef hat. I love it. Try all of his delicious flavors. Some of my personal favorites, chorizo, yum. French toast, yum. Cajun, a little spicy spice. And, of course, jardinier.
Ooh.
Why was there no jard on any of those pizzas that you guys got for your WrestleMania watch-along yesterday?
Because it was for people who were watching the WrestleMania watch-along here.
Fair. Fair. It's all right. I'll just get myself some jardinier flavored bacon from our friend Charlie.
Sound like a plan to me.
The bacon jam goes great on anything, by the way. Put it in your scrambled eggs in the morning, spread it on your toast, or put it on your next charcuterie board when you're having friends over and trying to impress them with your charcuterie board. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, shout out to Charlie who came up with this idea. We're having a little like inter-CHGO competition right now to see who among all the different team beats gets the most people to place orders with our friend Charlie the Bacon Guy.
Mm-mm.
Because the winner, Charlie is going to give one of us a Charlie the Bacon Guy charcuterie board.
Yes.
For real, a Charlie the Bacon Guy charcuterie board. So that means we each have our own promo codes now when you go to Charlie's website and order bacon from him.
Mm-hmm.
Use ours because I want a Charlie the Bacon Guy charcuterie board. I need this, Bulls fans. Please.
He does.
Help. You're my only hope.
Help this man get it, please.
Start now. You can save 10% on your order at charliethebaconguy.com when you use code CHGOBULLS.
Bulls.
That's right. CHGOBULLS.
Yes.
Use that promo code.
That's the one.
None other.
They don't exist.
You can pick up your order from Charlie. You can also meet him halfway wherever you are in the greater Chicagoland area. You can have it shipped to you if you prefer to do it that way as well. Either way, anyway, you want to get that bacon in your hands, Charlie's going to make the bacon so you can bring it home. Again, it's charliethebaconguy.com, the website, promo code CHGOBULLS.
Bulls.
You can also find him on Insta at charliethebaconguy, on Twitter at CZTheBaconGuy. You can also shoot him an email, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com.
Yeah, yay. Yeah.
Get some bacon up in your life.
He can get some bacon up in his
quick
life.
Quick antidote. Went home this weekend. I'll give a shameless plug to my favorite bagel shop. That's Once Upon a Bagel in Highland Park. Newest menu item pack.
Yeah.
Flex.
Jardinier cream cheese.
Wow. Yeah.
Give it to me.
It was very good.
I want that.
I'll bring some in for you guys.
I want that.
I'll bring some in.
I need that.
Best bagels in Illinois.
Bring that in, bro.
I will.
I need to try that.
Could I get the food a bagel?
Also, what was the flex?
Could I get a bagel with the Jarred flavored cream cheese on it, dipped in beef grease?
Sure.
Could I do
Charlie
that?
The bacon sure. guy bacon on it?
Yes. Also that.
Wrapped around it?
Yes.
And then put the bagel to the side and just give me that and the cream cheese? He can do that as well.
Oh, my God.
That sounds amazing.
I my stomach just had an orgasm thinking about that.
Because I love strawberry cream cheese. I remember what that felt like when I first had that. And my mind was blown after that. But Jarnet, man.
Strawberry cream cheese? Strawberry shakes?
Yep.
You're a big strawberry guy.
Strawberry guy, man.
Strawberries are delicious.
If it's red, I want it. That's how I roll, man. Since I was yay high.
Yay high.
That's how I go, baby.
Yay high in the wheat field.
That's how I be. I want it. Thank you, Cassie, for no spoilers. I appreciate you.
No spoilers. Alexander saying, what's crazy? Jardinier, pretty much unknown outside of Chicago. Yeah, their loss.
It is honestly crazy. That can be a conversation for another day. It's crazy that nobody else eats it.
Mm. It's bonkers.
Have you turned anyone else on to it?
Truly.
Of course.
Their opinions?
It's delicious.
There you go.
There's only one way to feel about it.
Yeah.
I tried to turn Will Perdue onto Jard. He wasn't having it.
Try to put Grandpa Will. So what do we say? We don't do that. CHGO Bulls, Charlie the Bacon Guy, use the promo code. I want to see Matt happy.
CHGO Bulls, use that promo code.
We'll get some of this bacon?
Sure. Okay. If you want some, I can share.
Okay.
Want some bacon? I want some bagels and cream cheese. Jardinier?
Some schmear?
Oh, schmear. Stickle of fluoride.
A little stickle of fluoride. Dave, what do we got?
Oh, man. Will, what time is it?
Game number hoop.
Yes. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you with last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place. Nope. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, hockey, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and so much more. And with zone deals, you pick the section and Game Time does of the selecting for an average savings of...
Jard.
18%. Woo! And the Game Time guarantee means you will always, and I mean always, get the best price. So take the guesswork out of buying those tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
That's CHGO. Get yourself $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Because Matt Peck. What's up with it?
Get out.
I'm just laughing because Steven came walking out when I was doing the song, and I'm just like, he laid his hands, what the hell are y'all doing over here? Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I love it. I love what we do.
Goodness gracious.
So much fun.
I didn't even know Steven was still here.
He's always working,
working
man.
Hard.
Always working.
Always working.
Bro.
Always working.
Hair is always perfectly in place.
Came in and like had to call an audible to come in and do White Sox post game.
Omaha?
Today.
Called mm-hmm. Omaha?
Omaha. Omaha. Omaha.
Tuesday.
Hot route. You got that, Joe? Well done.
Oh, my goodness. Julia just said, Will's got to be the most unbothered Bulls analyst. Even when they stink up the joint. Kudos to you. I think Will hides it well.
Yeah.
I think Will just has a better poker face than I do when it comes to how much
this
bull season is driving us both freaking bonkers.
No, please remember when he won Goon of the Night. There was a reason. Because Will the Go Kali was in rare form. He was on fire. Showcasing the entire repertoire.
Speaking of the Sixers in this, you know, dicey predicament, all the way, you know, tumbling in the East standings while Embiid was out, they are currently down 5 to the Spurs with 2 minutes to go.
Ooh.
Sixers currently 43-35. Mm-hmm. Just taking a glance at these Eastern Conference standings as of now. Still a few more games to be finalized tonight, but mm-hmm. Philly 43-35, Miami 43-35. If Miami takes this L, we're talking about Miami being
looks like it's over.
Squarely looks like it's over in eighth place.
Pacers win.
And either way, it looks like Indy is doing their best to get a stranglehold on that sixth seed. So we could be, you know, as Joey was saying earlier during our watch along, looking at a Heat Sixers 7-8 playing game.
Yeah, man. Could be looking at it.
Loser of which would play the Bulls should the Bulls take care of Atlanta in the 9-10 playing game where the Bulls are already locked.
Yes.
Man.
You just never know, man.
What craziness.
You just never know, dog, how it's supposed to work out. It never really does work out how it's supposed to. But that's the beauty of the playoffs.
As the one person here who really wants the Bulls to win their way out of the play-in tournament into the slaughter of the Celtics.
Sure.
Do you have a preference? Sixers or Heat? Yeah. Assuming the Bulls can take care of the Hawks?
Yeah, I honestly would rather play the Heat.
They don't have Embiid.
They don't have Embiid.
Exactly. But I like the matchup.
Couldn't get past them in the play-in tournament last year,
though. They could not. Thanks, Billy! But they could not do that. They match up better, I think, with the Heat. For some reason, it's always 1996 Eastern Conference game when they play each other.
Yeah, it just breaks my mind.
Yes. So it'll end up being like, you know, 97-94, you know, and it's just like that. And Jimmy usually has a tough game, you know, against the team, but he always kind of pulls it out.
Last time they played him in a back-to-back. I don't remember which game it was, but Jimmy had a little buzzer beater.
He did.
Game winner action. So
he sure did. Like I said, he always pulls that out.
It's so much against a team like the Heat. It's like, does Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero get off?
Yes.
You know, like, are they going to be – because the Bulls are giving up threes.
Because Duncan got off that game. Mm-hmm.
Jaime Jaquez has been kind of coming back to earth a little bit of late, but he can give you some points. He can take advantage of his size.
Yeah.
It's not an easy matchup. I mean,
dude's already got his own commercials.
Yeah.
It's not like where you are trying to be.
Right. No, either one is a terrible matchup for sure. Obviously, you're playing a team that went to the finals, you know, last year, bro. And it feels like this is kind of their MO. Like, we just kind of go under the radar. And then when it's time to get into the postseason, we switch that gear. Flip that switch.
Went to the finals.
I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast today.
Milwaukee.
And he was saying teams that are in trouble, the Heat, and how bad their offense has been, which is a fair argument. But you could have literally laid out the exact same argument last year. They were down to their final minute.
Correct.
And losing to the Bulls in the play-in because they could not score.
Correct.
Yeah. Anemic offense. And so I will not believe it until their season is over.
Correct.
Because they have done it too many times. And that's exactly what he was saying. He's like, I just, you know, I know we said it last year. How could you say that after what they've done before?
It's not like they went to the first round and then went to the second round. They went to the finals.
They've sort of, to me, have that
one game.
Right.
They've got that feeling of like the 2012, 14, 16 San Francisco Giants, where it's like, I'm not going to believe that they're dead until the season's over because they've shown that there's just a lot of magic.
They've earned that. They have earned that respect of don't you count them out.
I mean,
and with these single elimination games, like, so much of it is just variance.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like, who gets hot?
Sure.
Does somebody get going? Does somebody miss their shots? Like, that can determine the whole thing. And that's why March Madness is exciting, but it's also why, like, the NBA playoffs are usually about the best team advancing because a seven-game sample is going to typically yield the best team.
And, I think that last year's...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Heat finals run, or even the bubble Heat run, is sort of like best case scenario in a similar situation to this Bulls squad we've watched for 3 years now. Jimmy playing the DeMar role of an offensively challenged team.
Yeah.
And it's just that certain pieces around Jimmy in Miami have fit better than pieces around DeMar in these three seasons with the Bulls. And while also somebody just said, Mike just said in the comments, can we trade for Spoelstra? Fully acknowledging Eric Spoelstra,
best coach just
the best X's and O's, get the better of my opponent matchup-wise, get the better of the other coach at the other bench in the NBA.
They also have
like leaps and bounds beyond Billy Donovan.
Far away.
They also have more talent than the Bulls. Like
they do.
Bam is better than anybody.
They have a better coach and they have more talent.
Like they are a very good team. Yeah. And I feel like if you're giving me a choice between those matchups, like stay away from Embiid. Mm-hmm. But like that doesn't mean I'm feeling good about Miami.
Yeah, no, I don't feel great about it.
We're agreeing. But
no, and that's the other thing I was about to say. Like, even when Jimmy is playing that DeMar role, his other teammate is Eric Spoelstra. So if everybody else is off, Eric Spoelstra is never off. And that's the reason they're able to get these wins. Because even if you're off, he knows how to scheme that defense to take away what the other team is doing great. He knows how to do that. You watch him, man. In that Milwaukee series even, man, when the Freak was out, like, still, he schemed it beautifully. And even when he came back, it was still schemed beautifully. So it was built around Jimmy just doing his thing, and he was allowing everybody else their strengths defensively while they still struggled scoring, except for Jimmy. They still struggled, but he knew what to do against that Bucks team defensively, man, and completely shut them down.
And you want to know why they were able to do that? It's because they have versatility.
I thought I was going to say depth.
And depth. They have guys who can play.
Julian in the comments just asked, do they have depth?
They have guys who can play multiple different styles. They can mix in some zone.
Yeah.
They can go to man-to-man. They can switch on the perimeter.
Yes.
They can hide their flaws. They can get out and transition. They have more ways to beat you.
Correct.
Whereas the Bulls have to try to beat you in their one way.
Correct.
And if not all gears are like working on the same, at the same time, it's not going to work.
Nope.
So, yeah, I really respect Miami. I think the way that they've built a versatile, flexible team that can be like creative and switch gears on the fly, like that's something the Bulls just can't do.
Yeah.
I think it's a coaching thing. I think it's also a roster flexibility and versatility thing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of this, Eastern Conference playoff picture, Milwaukee right now on their way to their fourth straight L, losing to the Knicks in the final seconds as we speak.
Wait, so that pulls Orlando, like, a game, puts them a game out?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so this is losing streak hits four for the Bucks.
Interesting.
And the first three losses that got them here, Wizards, Grizzlies, Raptors.
Shut the hell
the
up.
The Bucks are broken.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo. Something's wrong.
Speaking of, can anyone actually challenge Boston in the Eastern Conference playoffs this year?
Yeah. Seriously, man.
Coming into the year, most people thought, okay, it's going to be Boston, Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Boston, maybe Philly if Embiid is healthy, and then obviously Embiid stop being healthy. Maybe the Sixers can make a run from, you know, the bottom of the bracket if Embiid is healthy and Maxey's doing his thing.
You're on the 2-3 side of the bracket, whoever you are, you're feeling like you can get to the conference finals.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because no one in this Eastern Conference playoff picture scares you except outside Boston. Of Boston.
And as far as matchups, Matt, in the East, the only team I look at is still the Heat. It's still the Heat when they play Boston, bro. Like, every time they play them, it's a 7-game series. Like, that's just what it's 6 or 7 games. Going to be tough.
I mean, the Celtics didn't go to the finals last year.
Yes, they did not. They had an amazing team. They ran into the Heat. You know, like, I think of the game sevens that they played. You know, they had, that's the rivalry in the East. It's the Heat and the Celtics, no matter what anybody else wants to tell you. That's the rivalry right there. It ain't got nothing to do with Milwaukee. You know what I mean? It's the Heat and it's the Celtics. So, yeah, the Heat are always the team. They deserve all that respect. because until I see that body with his head chopped off in front of me, I'm never going to believe that
they've
dead.
Been in the conference finals three out of the last 4 years.
Come on. Like how don't they earn that respect from people?
Crazy,
bro?
That's true. It's truly crazy.
You got to give them respect for that. You have to. You have to give them that. They've earned that, man. I'm not penciling in nobody over them.
I can acknowledge that that's a real thing that's happened. I don't have to respect it.
No, you respect that. Listen.
To hell with the Heat.
All right.
To hell with Miami.
They can burn like their name. Because like I don't care nothing about the Heat.
I had them
but
on
I respect that.
Recently. I think here at the office, I put them some game they were playing on NBA TV or whatever. And it was one of the Heat's home city edition games where they have that dumbass like painted, you know, Heat culture text on the court.
Yeah.
God, it's just so gross.
Yeah, that is gross. I agree.
Yeah, it's just so freaking gross.
Yeah, I hope they lose it all. But I respect that 3 out of 4. It's like the Pistons. It's the same thing.
You can't, deny that it's a thing that happened.
Yeah, to hell with the Pistons. But I respect the fact they won back-to-back titles and are the only team that beat basically the Big Four, which was Kareem, Magic, Bird, and Mike.
Yep.
They're the only team that did that. Like, I respect that, man. But, my God, like, they can go to hell. Yeah. I don't care nothing about them, though. But respect, yes, they get that respect.
Charlie's saying, I got the Bucks. If the Bucks don't win it this year, it's because of Doc. No other reason.
No other reason?
I take issue with that because I agree that Doc, basically since he won it with the Celtics in 2008, has proved to be nothing more than a playoff choke artist as an NBA head coach.
That's him phoning it in.
But it's all on Doc? Because before Doc showed up in Milwaukee, we watched them lose in 5 games to an 8 seed.
Right.
That happened right around this time last year.
Right.
Was Doc their coach then?
Right.
Or was he not? Because I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
See, everybody picked for them to win easily. Ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. They have issues, and it doesn't just stem from the coach.
But what they're betting on is we've got the two best players in any series that we are in.
Yes, that's definitely what
they're and they can
on.
Take us home. So I'm not saying they can't do it, but they've clearly got issues that they need to figure out and do it fast because there's 4 games left in their season.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just like a senioritis thing, like I'm just kind of done with this part of the season, like get me to the playoffs and we'll kick it into high gear. But that is not a team I'm feeling like good about right now.
But it's a team also who has kind of been like this all season. Yeah. Like they haven't given you something to like believe in. To be like, oh, yeah, well, you can coast. You can float this last part. Mm-hmm. I've seen the dominance. You really ain't. You ain't seen it. You just seen the chaos.
And I think they built this team. Okay, we've got our power forward, our center, and our point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton, we'll see if he can, like, get right in this season. But we're going to have enough, like, pick-and-roll shot creation. We're going to have rim protection. Can we just get enough from the floor spacing and the perimeter defense departments to just, like, keep us afloat and have those guys take us? And they just haven't been there. I mean, Malik Beasley is like not a good defensive player. He's their stopper and he can shoot the ball. But like, I mean, you got Bobby Portis who we all know and love, but like, he's not a defensive ace.
He is not.
And they were betting on Andre Jackson or Marjon Beauchamp to figure it out.
Yep.
That didn't really happen. They were betting on, we've got this 1 second round pick we can trade. Maybe we can flip a guy. That didn't work out. Maybe we sign Patrick Beverley. That didn't work. Like, it's just the things that they've tried, when you give yourself that little room to maneuver, it's hard to find a bunch of different options out there.
Right.
And now they're in this position where, like, okay, you don't feel great about anybody outside of your top three. Well, you're just going to have to live with that because you've got the best top three, but, like, can they take you home?
And we'll you know who knows something about that? Billy Donovan. Depth! So much depth! Speaking of, I heard you name drop Bobby Portis in that little soliloquy. Will, I saw on the broadcast of the Bulls Knicks game on Friday when Javonte got to 20 points and 12 rebounds, first Bull off the bench to have a 20 and 12 night since Bobby Portis.
It's Robert Tortis,
2017, right?
2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
It happened.
All right. We will get out of here for the night. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend, despite the outcome of Bulls Magic tonight. Thank you, everybody, who not only hung out with us for post game, but those of you who were hanging out with us in our CHGO Bulls live watch along as well. Mm-hmm. Shout out again to both Coors Light and Prize Picks for sponsoring our fun watch along tonight. Shout out to our friend Neil of C-Red UK. Neil. Shout out to his boy Finn, who is here hanging out with him on their journey to Chicago. Safe travels home to them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Neil's partner over there, Matt, C-Red UK. Check out their pod if you aren't already.
Awesome pod.
Follow them on socials. They're great guys. They are Bulls fans who care to an unhealthy level like we do.
Yes.
We are off tomorrow. Bulls are off tomorrow. Knicks Bulls part two.
Last home game of the regular season.
Last home game of the regular season.
Close, man. Tuesday. Getting close.
A week from today is the last game of the regular season. We are in the final stretch.
Yes.
Jason Addison saying, don't forget, 41-41. Bulls getting there.
Oh, he ain't forget.
They're going to have to win out.
I think they've won four in a row once this year. So maybe
they've got 41 losses right now.
Wow.
This is their first four-game win streak since
Zach Levine. Like, yeah, the Lonzo. Yeah.
Super duper.
When he won the first four.
Super duper. For our guy Joey on the controls, you can follow him at Joey Spathis. Will the GOAT, Will underscore Gottlieb. Read his stuff, allchgo.com. Sign up to be a diehard to get the GOAT 101 newsletter and more of his best of the best.
Got your GOAT.
Big Dave Bow, B-A-W-L Sports. Bam. I'm Bulls underscore Peck. We are CHGO underscore Bulls. We will see you Tuesday night, 6:30 Central Time. We got pregame right here, live from our CHGO studios before Bulls Knicks.
Yeah!
Playing home court, still at stake.
Let's go.
Love y'all, Bulls Nation. Appreciate you. Hit the like on your way out. We'll talk to you soon. See Red be good.
Shout out Xbox King
Depth
for saying you saw me on the CHGO Wrestling Podcast.
Depth!